WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Saturday night, you know what that means. Time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. It's where you can participate and follow along in tonight's Greater Than Great Debate, which should be a good one. Should be an interesting one, which we'll talk about here in a little while. I am the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
What is up?
We also have the ex-Core soldier himself, Subway.
What's up?
There it is. A little delayed. It took him a second. It took him a second to click on in. So tonight's Grand and Great Debate, for those watching at home and listening around the world, it's original versus remake comedy movies. We've found 32 original / remakes. Or break them down and talk about that in the Greater Than Great Debate here in a little while. We also have the intern's corner where Brent's going to teach us some things and stuff about the things. But Brent, we're like 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out from football?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's like the first week of September technically is football. We're not making picks yet, though. We still have time on that.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of time before we're making picks, because expert NFL picks will be returning.
And our seasonal picks as well that we
and yeah all this well that's all under the branding of expert NFL picks.
Oh God,
it is all that kind of thing, because you know, it's just the way things are. It's branding and what have you.
Oh, I was gonna tell you, Rock. So I think like third game of the season, Dallas is coming here, yeah, or up the road, and I was like, ooh, I wonder what tickets would be like, just to gander. So in the nosebleeds, the very top, like, section 400 plus, guess how much seats are?
$300.
About $200 for a ticket. And I was like, okay. So then I went and looked at what one ticket is down on, like, you know, first bowl, or like bowl, or like first section. Over $600 for a regular season game.
I mean...
And here's the thing. Here, especially with the way that the team is here... It's going to be 75-25 Dallas fans, and it's still $600 to get a ticket. Oh, well.
I mean,
it's good though, because if I was there, I'd be just antsy. Rather be at home. I'd rather be at home just sitting back watching it and yelling at the TV so that one looks at me funny.
I mean, let's see. Standing room only here at the Link. Mm-hmm. We're against the Vikings on a Thursday night game. $147 for each ticket. For standing room.
Jesus.
On StubHub at the moment. Let's see. Section 120. That's closer to the field. Section 120, row 8. $556. The highest on that one is $648. I'm surprised they're that cheap. I thought they would have been more money. No, there we go. There's the $900. There's the $1,000 tickets. As you scroll down the thing.
Okay, wait. I'm also curious about one other thing.
As you do that, team chat. I bought tickets 19 years ago in Seattle for $60 a ticket. And where were you sitting? Like, because tickets are stupidly expensive.
Yeah, now they are.
$60 for nosebleed? I mean, I can see that back then. Upper bowl. I mean, yeah, I get it.
How much are my local team's football tickets for this upcoming season?
Not season, just... Oh, you're doing season tickets?
Well, no, I wanted to see just regular... Okay, first game of the season. Let me see. For my local team, this is college football, of course, y'all.
Yeah.
If I want nosebleeds for that, $11 to $27.
Affordable value ticket.
If I want something on the west side, which is all just one set of... Or it's like... There's no sections. It just goes straight up until it hits the skyboxes. $26 to $27, roughly. $72 for that one. About $40. So, yeah, for about $25 to $40, I can go see a college football game in my town and have tickets available.
Section 102 against the Dallas Cowboys on November 5th. The lowest price ticket I can find is $808.
Dear God.
On the lower bowl.
And they
$2,400 for row one. $2,400.
The sad thing is, people will pay that.
Yeah,
but there's gonna be a time in which the market gets outpriced.
I mean, you would say that, right? But then Taylor Swift in Mexico. Let's see, two tickets. I'm just curious.
Oh, Taylor Swift is gonna be
six for upper deck is $600 on StubHub. Yep. Like that's. Someone's in there. Well, they're $1,100.
There's a show I want to go see in October up in Phoenix. Hang on.
Meanwhile, let's see WWE. Because WrestleMania is coming soon, but I don't have prices for that yet. Two tickets to Monday Night Raw in Calgary. The cheapest ticket is $26. Weren't they just in Calgary? Oh, no, this is for Winnipeg. My bad. This is Winnipeg.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot!
Let's see, that cheapest one is that. The highest one. Actually, that's $110. That's not bad on StubHub.
Okay. For the show I want to go see in Phoenix, October 8th, it's at a amphitheater. General admission lawn seats, which are in the very back, $35 a ticket. $50 if you want an actual seat.
Interesting.
Standing room general admission pit, $357.
Expensive. Extremely expensive. Yeah, ticket prices for things is... something to behold. Before we get into the intern's corner, got a story. A married couple is suing Uber Technologies, Inc., alleging a driver for the ride-hailing company stabbed them after one of the planes vomited in her car in 2022.
Stabbed them?
Stabbed them. The Los Angeles Superior Court lawsuit filed by these two people alleges assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, retention, supervision, and training. The plaintiff's parents of three children and seek unspecific compensation and punitive damages. An Uber representative did not reply to request for comment. According to the complaint, the couple were being driven home last September 25th after a night out with friends when one of them became nauseous during the trip and vomited in the vehicle's back seat. The plaintiffs apologized and offered to pay the Uber driver to clean the vehicle, but the driver instead became extremely aggressive and refused to take the pair home, the suit says. Plaintiffs protest and beg the driver to take them to their destination, ensured that the driver would be adequately compensated for her troubles. Rather than de-escalate the situation, the driver took out a knife and stabbed her passengers multiple times, and both needed medical care. They continue to suffer from permanent skin scarring as well as emotional distress and loss of self-esteem and have been unable to perform daily activities and obtain the full enjoyment of life. So that's something.
Don't take Uber. Got it.
Take Lyft.
Well, Karen, is Uber the one, I think, in Phoenix here, they've got the self-driving cars.
Do they really?
Yeah, it was like out here was one of the test areas in which they had the self-driving car. You get in and you put in the route on a little computer in the back and it just takes you.
Interesting.
I don't know if I could do that.
No, I don't think I could. No, the driver didn't go, the story didn't say anything about the driver going to jail. I mean, you just get away with stabbing people.
Well, don't throw up in the back of the car.
Because it's alleged stabbing, I guess. Anyway, one other story. Google Maps Street View could soon feature breakneck snapshots of an in-progress police pursuit after a Florida man who claimed to work for the mapping tech giant led Middletown police officers on a high-speed chase, all while a 360-degree camera was mounted to the roof of his car. Coleman Ferguson is currently being held in the Henry County Jail, where he faces one count of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, a level 6 felony. According to the Middletown Police Department, a Google Maps Street View car was clocked driving past a high school on U.S. 36 at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour on Monday evening. The posted speed limit on the stretch of U.S. 36 is 55 miles per hour and 40 miles per hour when the school zone lights are flashing. The Middletown officer said the Google car was passing several other vehicles while traveling westbound on U.S. 36 at a high rate speed. As the vehicle passed the officer noted the 360-degree camera mounted to the tail antenna atop the car. The officer gave chase and ended up catching Ferguson in the 8500 block of West U.S. 36. Police said Ferguson was still driving speeds well over 100 miles per hour while he passed several other vehicles and refused to pull over for police. The officer chased Ferguson into Madison County where the driver slowed down before running a red light at State Road 109, U.S. 36. Police said Ferguson turned the Google car south just east of Pendleton due to a bridge being out. He then lost control of the Google car and drove through a yard before crashing into a creek and becoming stuck. He was taken into custody. Ferguson told police he worked for Google, was scared to stop. Scared to stop. I mean, just because you work for Google, you can stop. I mean, you can work just to stop your car. I mean, Google's probably more mad at what you're doing with the car, taking it on a speed chase.
I mean, Google already knows all. I'm just saying.
I mean, Google does know all. That is a factual statement. Anywho, that's the news. Let's get into the Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What are you going to teach us this week, Brent?
All right, so we have This Week in Wrestling History, we have our celebrity birthdays, and then we have, kind of in the theme of our debate, but not one of the movies of the debate, for our movie of the week.
Okay.
So, first up, we're going to do This Week in Wrestling History. So, I've got four items. First up, August 7th, 2001. Rhino gores Chris Jericho through the Ovaltron on SmackDown, which makes it the very last episode with the original set. The next SmackDown featured the new giant fist design.
Okay.
So we got a little bit of a show change.
They like to do that when they want to like to break the set before they change it.
Well, yeah, because if you're gonna change the set, you got to give a good reason for it. So, yeah. August 7th, 1 year later, 2002. Ron Killings became the first African-American to win the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship when he beat Ken Shamrock, back when TNA had the NWA World Championship. August 9th, 1997, ECW's Born to be Wired is most notable for one thing. Do you know what that is, Rock?
No.
Sabu and Terry Funk in the barbed wire match. That's the one where Sabu tore open his bicep and had to, medical tape it shut in the middle of the mat to keep going. It's also the match where Terry Funk technically did not have his shoulders pinned to the mat because both him and Sabu were so wrapped in barbed wire that he just couldn't get his shoulders to the mat. This was for the ECW Championship, and it's the match is considered so violent that Paul Heyman refused to ever book a match of its kind again, and he never did. They did not have another barbed wire match after this.
Okay.
And then finally, on this day in history, August 12th, 1988, we had the debut of two people on WWF TV. Kurt Hennig, wrestling under his given name, and then Owen Hart, who competed as the Blue Blazer back then.
Interesting.
So two big debuts.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into celebrity birthdays.
All right, who we got?
First up, she's been in the Fast movies. She's an Academy Award winner. Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Carry the one.
Or Theron, I guess, technically.
Theron, 46.
Okay.
Going that old? I was going to go 43.
48.
God damn it. She's my age.
Next up, he is a comedian. He's had some serious roles. He's an Academy Award winner himself. Wapner. Definitely Wapner. Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. Wapner. Yeah. Yeah. Dustin Hoffman.
He's got to be up there.
I want to say 84.
85.
86.
God, ooh.
Don't worry, Rock. I'm going to say one later that's going to really make
no,
you feel
but old. That just me. It's more like Rob's coming for him.
He's doing all right for himself
I know.
All right, next up, she's part of the Pitch Perfect series. She's kind of blown up into being a well-known and respected actress. Anna Kendrick.
I think I knew her, who she is.
Have you seen Into the Woods?
No, I know who she is. I've never seen, I know who she is. I'm just trying to, picture her age.
The Accountant, if you've ever seen, that movie before AEW, she was in that as well.
35.
34.
She is 38.
I'm going too young so far. Okay.
Next up, the husband of Melanie Griffith. He's also been in Desperado. He's also known as being the voice of Puss in Boots, Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas is been going low. Oh, my guess is 63.
Okay.
60.
63.
Okay. What we got next?
Next up, he is of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He is the God of Thunder himself, Chris Hemsworth.
They didn't call him the God of Thunder, Jesus.
He's Thor!
I know who he is. Doesn't mean that's, he's actually the thing. 42.
43.
40.
God damn it. I was gonna say 40.
Here we go. This person is a voice actor, been in a lot of different series. He's done some Marvel work, he's done some Disney shows like Kim Possible. And he was also the older brother on Boy Meets World, Will Friedle.
45.
48.
47.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, I just want us all to take a moment and realize that.
That doesn't make me feel old because you kind of know where that was going with that one.
A little bit, but it's still just like, we grew up watching Boy Meets World on, ABC, and now that kid is 47.
But he was 18 when we were watching it.
It's still old. All right, two more. Next up, we have the Emperor from the Star Wars series.
Yawn.
Ian McDiarmid.
Star Wars yawn. Who?
Ian McDiarmid.
No idea who that is.
Wait, I don't even know who that is. He's in Star Wars?
Yes, the guy who plays the Emperor, Palpatine.
Oh, okay. And the first one or the old ones?
It's the same guy since Return of the Jedi.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, that's right. It was a different emperor in the first one or the second one, right? That guy died?
No, I think the emperor has been McDiarmid the whole time.
Chat says 66. I don't know who it is. 72?
85.
79.
You needed to give me more than Return of the Jedi or whatever you said.
That's mostly what he's done.
How am I supposed to know things off of one thing that I don't watch?
It's one of the biggest series in the world!
But you know I don't watch it.
Well, that's a you problem.
Well, no, it's a you problem.
No, it's a you problem because if you're gonna
describe things.
Watch it, damn it.
No, God, no.
Yes. And finally,
hell no.
Finally, we have, he was an actor on news radio, but has most notably made a career for himself in mixed martial arts and the podcast world with some very interesting points of view, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, 55.
57.
56. Right in between the both of you. And so finally, our movie of the week this week is a remake. Now, it's not a comedy remake because we have the whole thing for the debate, but it's an action remake, Marvel's Fantastic Four from 2015.
All right, what do you got?
So here's some trivia for it. Number one, Stan Lee declined to make a cameo for this film. This was also a movie that wasn't done as part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It was part of the deal with Sony, yet it is now back under the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they are putting together a cast for a release in a few years. For the 2015 edition, Kate Mara noted that she hasn't seen the movie even a month after its initial release, and has been very unwilling to watch it due to the intensely negative reception it's gotten. Kate Mara also initially wanted to read Fantastic Four comic books to prepare for her role as Sue Storm, but the filmmakers explained to the cast that it was unnecessary as the film was an original story not based directly on the comics. That should tell you all you need to know about this movie. The garage that Reed Richards is working in as a child is the same garage in which Biff keeps his car in Back to the Future Part 2 from 1989.
Okay.
Mads Mikkelsen from, you know, Star Wars, King Arthur, Casino Royale. I don't know if I've said anything that you would know him from, Rock.
Nope.
Awesome. auditioned for the role of Dr. Doom, but walked out from his audition. He had also auditioned to play Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four movie from 2005 that this was essentially a reboot of. Kit Harington, Anton Yelchin, and Richard Madden all auditioned for the role of Reed Richards or Mr. Fantastic before Miles Teller was cast in that role. In addition, Saoirse Ronan, Allison Williams, the daughter of former newscaster Brian Williams, Emmy Rossum, and Margot Robbie auditioned for the role of Sue Storm before Kate Mara got it. Josh Trank, the director, fought for Miles Teller to get the role of Reed Richards against the wishes of the studios, only for the two men to end up nearly getting into a fistfight on set. The studios also pushed for Kate Mara in the role of Sue Storm, even though Trank did not want her for the role. As a result, he was very difficult to work with Tamara and even bullied her during filming. The bad performance of this film is reportedly what got Miles Teller dropped from La La Land in 2016, and also got the director Josh Trank kept him from directing a Star Wars project about Boba Fett. And then, again, this will tell you all you need to know about the level of this film. Tommy Wiseau, you know, director and star of the awful, awful movie The Room, was a fan of this movie and wanted to direct the sequel. And that is The Intern's Corner.
There you go. All right, with that, it's time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So tonight is we're doing remakes of comedy movies, original versus remakes, comedy movies. Let's get into it, Brent.
All righty. So our first round matchup to start this all off, we have Brewster's Millions from 1945 taking on Brewster's Millions from 1985.
Gonna be honest with you, don't know this movie.
Wait a minute.
No.
I've seen the Brewster Millions 85, but there was a remake of it?
There was an earlier one from 1945. It was based off of a book in 1902.
We'll go with 85.
Well, I've never seen the old one, so I gotta go with the 85.
I'll go 85, and that's the one starring Richard Pryor, and he's trying to spend an exact amount of money in order to inherit. And he can't just give it away. He has to actually purchase things.
Okay.
All right, next up, we have The Women from 1939 taking on The Women from 2008.
We'll go with
this movie.
2008.
I'm going to go 1939. I really like the original.
I'm going to go 08.
In 08, we'll move on. Next.
Next up, we have The Pink Panther from 1963 taking on The Pink Panther from 2006.
Go with the...
See, I did not know there was a remake of that, but I'm going to go with the old school.
Go 63.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Even though I do like Steve Martin, I have to give it to the original with Peter Sellers.
Remember that. Yeah. Still the original, though.
Well, that... Anyway.
The original does move on. Next up, we have the Bad News Bears from 1976 taking on the Bad News Bears from 2005.
Original.
Fuck that, Trav. 76.
Billy Bob Thornton did a good job, but Walter Matthau as the original Buttermaker is just... All right, next up, Death at a Funeral from 2007 takes on Death at a Funeral from 2010.
That's a really quick remake.
Well, it was done... So, the original is British.
Okay, that makes sense.
The remake was done with, like, with almost an all-African-American cast.
Oh, 07.
I'll go 07.
07.
All right, the only holdover from the original movie was Peter Dinklage.
Gotcha.
Next up, Sabrina from 1954, Sabrina from
1995.
I like Harrison Ford and Greg Kinnear, but 54 has Humphrey Bogart and Audrey Hepburn, so I gotta go 54.
95 moved on. Next.
Alright, I think it's going to be really quick, but I also think it could be contentious. Ghostbusters from 84 takes on Ghostbusters from 2016.
84? Like,
84.
I figured everyone was going to go to this. I just figured there was also going to be comments about the 2016 version.
No.
I'd rather not talk about it.
We're going to move on next.
All right, next up, La Cage aux Folles from 1978 takes on The Birdcage from 1996.
Birdcage, 96.
Birdcage.
Robin Williams and Nathan Lane made that damn movie.
There you go, and it moves on. Next.
All right, Brewster's Millions takes on The Women.
Millions.
Millions.
I'll throw a pity vote to The Women.
Millions, move on. Next.
The Pink Panther, Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears.
Panther.
Panther. Does your dog bite?
Wheel?
Nope.
Option two.
Bad News Bears, move on. Next.
Ooh, he is not my dog. Death at a Funeral, Sabrina.
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 Death at a Funeral.
Wheel.
Option two.
Option two, Sabrina moves on. Next.
Can't be mad at Sabrina, but... Oh, Rock, just fun... I know that we just did the Intern's Corner, but fun fact about Death at a Funeral, do you know who directed it?
Who?
Frank Oz, the guy who does, like, the voice of Fozzie Bear and Yoda and all them.
Interesting. All right, next.
Yep. Ghostbusters from 84, Birdcage, 86. Or, I'm sorry, 96.
Damn, I gotta go Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
I'll give Birdcage a pity vote.
Well, it was a pity vote. Ghostbusters, move on. Next.
With most of these, I'm throwing the pity vote and I don't care. It's all good. Brewster's Millions, Bad News Bears.
I'm afraid I've got some Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears.
I'll go the Bad News Bears.
I was going to say you're throwing the pity vote to Brewster's Millions because Bad News Bears.
I could have, but I think for this, I got to go with Bad News. Sabrina, Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. If it was the original Sabrina, it'd be harder for me. All right. Bad News Bears, Ghostbusters. Have fun.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Bad News Bears.
Wheel.
Option one.
Bad News Bears, move on. Next.
Oh, all right. God.
Back into round number one. Ocean's 11 from 1960. Ocean's 11 from 2001.
01.
2001.
60, the original Rat Pack.
Wheel.
Option 1.
60 moves on. Next.
The Stepford Wives from 1975. The Stepford Wives from 2004.
75.
Yeah, 75.
Moves on. Next.
The Producers from 1967. The Producers from 2005.
67.
2005.
The original.
Wheel.
Option two.
05 moves on. Next.
Freaky Friday from 1976. Freaky Friday from 2003.
Let's go 2003 to spice things up. Why not?
76.
76.
76 moves on. Next.
The Longest Yard, 1974. The Longest Yard, 2005.
05.
I'm going to go the old school one.
76.
Both were good actors.
74 moves on. Next.
Broke his freaking neck.
Valley Girl from 1983. Valley Girl from 2020.
83.
2020. 83. We'll move on. Next.
Overboard, 1987. Overboard, 2018.
87.
Goldie Hawn, 87.
87 moves on. Next.
Mr. Deeds Goes to Town in 1936. Mr. Deeds from 2002.
02.
The two. Original. Gary Cooper.
So you said 02?
Yeah.
Moves on. Next.
Boo. The original Ocean's 11, the original Stepford Wives.
11.
Oceans.
Oceans and what?
The Stepford Wives, the original.
Oceans.
Oceans, move on. Next.
The remake of The Producers, the original of Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, we'll go Freaky Friday.
Yeah, if it was the original Producers, I'd be more inclined.
Next.
Original Longest Yard, original Valley Girl.
Yard.
Yard.
Longest Yard.
Moves on, then. Next.
Original Overboard, remake Mr. Deeds.
Overboard.
Deeds.
Overboard.
Overboard moves on. And next.
Original Ocean's 11, original Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
11.
Ocean's.
11 moves on. Next.
Original Longest Yard, original Overboard.
The Longest Yard.
Yard.
Overboard.
Yard moves on. Next.
Figured. Ocean's 11, the original. Longest Yard, the original.
Yard.
11.
Yard.
Wheel.
Option 1.
11 moves on. Next.
All right, we are halfway through. By the way, Rock, did you know that Slam Ball is back?
No.
The basketball with trampolines?
No, I didn't know. Why is it back? Okay. Why is it back on
TV? It's on ESPN.
Nice.
All right, Father of the Bride from 1950. Father of the Bride from 1991.
91.
Mm-hmm. 91.
91. And there's even another remake that was done, like, last year on Netflix. About Last Night from 1986. About Last Night from 2014.
86.
The first one, 86.
86.
Moves on.
Sorry, Kevin Hart. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner from 1967. Guess Who from 2005.
67.
Ashton Kutcher, get the hell out of here.
Next.
Sorry, Bernie Mac. Arthur from 1981. Arthur from 2011.
81.
Yeah, 81.
81. Russell Brand is now out of here. Charlie's Angels from 2000. Charlie's Angels from 2019.
2000.
2000.
Drew Barrymore was cute as hell in that movie.
Moves on. Next.
And Kristen Stewart is out. Adventures in Babysitting from 1987. Adventures in Babysitting from 2016.
87.
87.
87.
Moves on. Next.
Elizabeth Shue. House Party from 1990. House Party from 2023.
Who is in House Party from 2023?
90.
I'm looking. I see. That's
House Party 1990.
90.
I'll go Kid and Play over LeBron James.
Yeah.
And LeBron isn't even really in it that much. It's like his house.
LeBron James. All right, next.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels from 1988 takes on The Hustle from 2019.
88. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Next.
Father of the Bride, the original, takes on the original About Last Night.
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride.
Moves on. Next.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the original. Arthur, the original.
Arthur. Yeah, Arthur.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Arthur moves on. Next.
Charlie's Angels, the original. Adventures in Babysitting, the original.
Angels.
Angels.
Babysitting.
Wheel.
Option 2.
Babysitting moves on. Next.
House Party, 1990. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the original.
House Party.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels move on. Next.
Father of the Bride, Arthur. Both the originals.
Father of the
Arthur.
Bride.
Father.
Wheel.
Option 1.
Father of the Bride moves on. Next.
Adventures in Babysitting, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Both original.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, move on. Next.
Father of the Bride, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Father of the Bride.
Scoundrels.
Sub?
Scoundrels.
Moves on. Next.
All right. Last sets of round number ones. The Parent Trap from 1961. The Parent Trap from 1998.
98.
61. 98. Haley Mills.
Wheel.
What was that again?
No, Wheel. What was it?
Option two.
98 moves on. Next.
All right. Lindsay Lohan. Fright Night from 1985. Fright Night from 2011.
85.
11.
85. We'll move on. Next.
White Men Can't Jump, 92. White Men Can't Jump, 2023.
92.
Jack Harlow can GTFO. Shop Around the Corner, 1940. You've Got Mail, 1998.
You've Got Mail.
98.
Shop Around the Corner, Judy Garland.
You've Got Mail. Moving on. Next.
Oh, wait. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's not Judy Garland. That's, oh, what the hell's his name? Anyway, no biggie. The Lady Killers from 1955. The Lady Killers from 2004.
2004.
The first one.
I'm going to go 95 because that's Alec Guinness.
You mean 55?
Or 55.
Moves on. Next.
The Heartbreak Kid from 1972. The Heartbreak Kid from 2007.
The 72?
72.
No Love for Ben Stiller and Melon Ackerman? I'm going to go 72.
I mean, you could have gave him the vote.
I could have, but I don't like Ben Stiller. Little Shop of Horrors from 1960. Little Shop of Horrors from 1986.
86.
Rick Moranis and Steve Martin. Rick Moranis. That's it.
Yeah, that was, Rick Moranis was awesome.
I forgot it was a remake until I was doing this list, and I was like, oh yeah, wait, there was an original. It was a Roger Corman.
Next.
Bedazzled, 1967. Bedazzled from 2000.
2000 Bedazzled. The Dim Sunset.
2000.
Yeah.
Great
Fisher.
Movie. Yeah.
Next.
Original Parent Trap, original Fright Night.
Parent Trap.
Fright Night.
Parent Trap.
And not the original, it's the remake, just so you're aware, for oh, Parent Trap.
I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. Parent Trap was the new version. My bad. Original White Men Can't Jump. Remake, You Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
White Man Can't Jump.
White Men Cannot Jump.
White Man You Can't Jump moves on next.
Lady Killers, 1955. Heartbreak Kid, 1972.
What was the first one?
Lady Killers.
Heartbreak Kid.
Killers.
Lady Killers.
Wheel.
Option two.
Heartbreak Kid moves on. Next.
Little Shop of Horrors, 1986. Bedazzled, 2000.
Shop of Horrors.
Oh, damn. This is a good one. I'm going to go Bedazzled.
Little Shop.
Little Shop moves on. Next.
Parent Trap, 1998. White Men Can't Jump, 92.
White Men.
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Wheel.
Option two.
White Men Can't Jump, move on. Next.
Heartbreak Kid, the original. Little Shop of Horrors, the remake.
Horrors.
Horrors.
Sub was Horrors?
Yeah.
Yep.
Moves on. Next.
White Men Can't Jump, original. Little Shop, remake.
Little Shop.
Little Shop.
Audrey 2. Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop moves on. Next.
All right, your semifinals. We have the original Bad News Bears taking on the original Ocean's 11.
Bad News Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears move on. Next.
The original Dirty Rotten Scoundrels take on the remake Little Shop of Horrors.
Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop.
They're both Steve Martin. Little Shop.
Little Shop moves on. Third place. No, you didn't set it.
I did not set a third place. I forgot. I haven't done a tournament in a while.
God dang it, Brent. You have things. Main event, because we don't have a third place.
Main event. Funny how this all worked out. The original Bad News Bears remake Little Shop of Horrors.
Sub.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Brent.
Little Shop.
I'll go Bears. Wheel.
What was that again?
No. Wheel.
Option one.
Bad News Bears is your winner.
GG's.
We had a remake and an original in the finals.
Yep.
Worked out the way it should have. But that will do it for another edition of CB Radar Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday, it's Iraq Live at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back for Fortnite with Friends next Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radar Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's CB Radar Live on Facebook, X, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio G, at King Ken's, at Low Jumper, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts. What's up?
Good debate. Ghostbusters should have been third place. That's why there's no third place. The fact that they lost is just a tragedy. See you next week.
Grant.
I have no qualms with how this tournament ended. Everyone have a good week. Have a good next weekend, because I will not be here. I will be busy running around a college campus all day, and I probably won't be off a shift until about an hour and a half from now. So, y'all have fun.
An intern-free show next Saturday night on CB.
I may send Rock a corner just because.
That'll be fine. CB Live without the intern. We'll see how that one goes. But we should have a Rob. So,
see, your trade, it's going to be CB Radio Classic.
Vintage.
Vintage CB Radio.
Vintage CB Radio next Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Anyway, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Thanks to the people who subbed and followed and all the things. We appreciate you throughout the day. And everyone who paid attention to the Fortnite ad we did earlier, thank you very much. You can do !Fortnite in chat one more time if you would like to. If not, that's fine, because the ad runs out tomorrow. We do appreciate Fortnite for helping with that today. You can use creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you next Saturday night. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at twitch.tv/W2Live. WildTalkRadio.com and
CBRadioLive.com.